Ravens and the Redskins, Sunday at 1, FedEx Field, and that opens up a very challenging month, to say the least, to close out the regular season. Washington on the road, Denver Broncos with Peyton Manning at home, brother Eli and the Giants at home before the Ravens close out the regular season on the road in Cincinnati. And Tandon, as you break down that four-game segment, a quarter of the season, you know, it's an intimidating slice of teams to look at. How hard is it to avoid the fan trap of kind of peering ahead and thinking, oh, this is a tough month?
It is. You know, you got to look at one game at a time. You don't watch any other film, you know, of any other team during that time. You're focused on one team at a time. And right now we're focused on Washington, trying to, you know, see what they bring to the table. Like I said, they have a strong offensive, you know, team, I guess, and they got a stout defense, so we've got to work on that.
As you start to break down a team from your position in your role with your expectations for the game, take us through your process on game tape. As you watch the Redskins, it's very different than just kind of watching Monday Night Football. What is the process you've learned at this level of how to prepare using video for an opponent?
Well, you know, since we really work on with the secondary, we just focus on each corner. You kind of watch them throughout the season, one corner at a time. So say if like they play to the field or they play boundary or whatever, or they play man, they man the, you know, the best receiver on the team. Just kind of look for their, you know, their traits and how their defense is set up. And then from the corners, you go to the safeties and see, you know, how they play, you know, whether they're ball guys or not, or are they more like run support. And then you go to linebackers, and we really don't focus too much on the D-line because we really don't, you know, interact with them. But yeah, it's basically how you do it. You just kind of break down each position and try to work on the shell as a receiver. So,
in looking at the Redskins, what I've seen so far is that they really like to bring everybody up to the line, not just between the tackles, but all across the line, and then disguise whether they're coming with blitz pressure, whether they're going to use press coverage, whether they're dropping off. They do an effective job of disguising.
They do a great job with that,
So when you come into situations where you have hot reads, where they do blitz, how do you make the adjustment as a receiver when in your first two steps, everything that's designed with the play call could change?
You know, that's something I didn't have in Indiana, and I kind of learned that coming here. But now it's like basically depending on what protection we're in, you could, even if they do bring some people off your side, you might not have to check out of it. But usually if the linebacker safety comes and you're one-on-one at the corner, you usually have to adjust to that. Just depending on who comes, if the corner comes, you have a different route, or the linebacker comes and the safety comes, you have a different route. So it just depends on who comes and what you got to adjust to.
So on any given play, you have to be thinking of at least two plays because you have to have, you know, plan B at the ready, right?
Exactly. Not only who's coming, then whether we're aligned, you got to worry about what kind of stem you're going to use against them, whether press or they're off, whether you're going against a linebacker from the slot or a safety. There's a lot of things you got to think about. People think it's just like you run your route and you're done with the play. No, you got to think before the play, and it's kind of fast, you know, because we move so fast. We're in a no huddle offense right now, so it's a big adjustment, but it comes easy. It comes like second nature once you get used to it.
The no huddle has been far more effective at home this year than on the road. That's been well documented. Is it just a function of communication and crowd noise, or have you, as a unit, started to discover different things on the road that don't exist at home?
You know, I couldn't tell you what it is being on the road.
Well, good. I don't feel so dumb then.
I'm not sure what it is. We just got to learn how to, you know, adjust to every situation, whether it is crowd noise or not. But we just got to come out fast and not really worry too much about what the defense is bringing, but what we're trying to do as an offense. And when we start doing that, I think we'd be a lot more successful.
Tandon Doss is our guest as we continue on Ravens One-on-One.